Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye, motion carries. We must pull the sheet out on it. I don't have one here.
Nikki took it. They need to get a copy of the agreement. They have been.
Agreement for dump trucks, the Larson Group Incorporated, 17-002RB.
Move to approve the agreement for the purchase of 3 dump trucks, the Larson's Group, and Tannehill County.
Second.
I got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for stop sticks, 30 stop sticks, LTD number 19-005S.
I have a question you guys may know. Do you, 30, it seems like a lot, and I was thinking of the budget for $13,000. If we purchase 30, is there savings in it?
Right now, I'm trying to remember what stop sticks are. Is this up for road and bridge?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You would use them in an emergency if you had to stop a car.
I'm assuming it is, and I don't know. I'm assuming it's one for each vehicle, maybe?
Okay. Maybe that's it. I don't know. I just thought I would hope you wouldn't have to use them that often, but maybe that's it, that there has to be. And I don't know if they are the charge or anything. I don't know if what they're used.
Right, it was a one-time use. I don't know.
Well, at one-time use, I would imagine it'd be gone, but I don't know if they can stay in the vehicle from year to year if they're not used, if there's a charge on them somehow. I was just thinking the department that was going to come out of it and budget thing. I didn't get a chance to talk to him.
Well, I think we're moving along faster than what we normally do, because he's not going to be here until 9:20 for this one and the next one. So you want to go to court orders and you want to skip over these two that involve this?
Yeah,
work?
We can skip over and we'll come back to it. So we'll move on fast. Notice of renewal of Tyco.
That'd be a sheriff also.
Yeah, it's a sheriff too. That next one, is that the sheriff too, the detention center?
That's all one.
That's all one.
Next one will be court orders, and they're not here.
All right.
Oh, he just walked in.
All right, we'll do court orders.
We're too efficient today, guys. We got to slow down. This government shutdown's motivated us, I think.
I think the recording's a little bit
behind also.
Oh, okay.
We are having a bit heavy cords. We're having problems with the recording again. Where one will hear it, it may be 5 minutes.
It's a little lag. Okay.
It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah,
IT needs to look at it.
Okay. First section I have is erroneous assessments. Abatement number 204341. And this parcel was combined with another parcel, and it just needs cleaned up, taken out of the off the book.
Label Exhibit A with today's date. Do you guys have any questions on it?
No.
I do.
Move to approve Exhibit A with today's date.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
And the next group I have is personal property paid abatements. And it's abatement numbers 300282 and 300283. On 282, the incorrect assessment per... they wasn't using the VIN number on the vehicle, so it was the wrong assessment, and this here's to correct that. And 283, taxpayer paid for an RV when it was actually a camper. So two different types of vehicles. They're both recreational vehicles, but one's just a pull behind camper instead of a self-contained RV.
Label Exhibit B. You guys have any questions on these?
No.
No.
Move to approve Exhibit B, dated 1/28/19.
Okay. We got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And that's all I have today, ladies and gentlemen. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Taney County Transportation Advisory Board update.
So you just want this added to the charter?
We'd ask to have that added as Amendment 1 to the charter dated March 10th, 2017.
When the commission created the board back in, I think, it was 09 or... Does that sound right? I mean, all I could find was articles in the paper where it had Denny Strahan and designating exactly, you know, what role the Road and Bridge Administrator played. Do you know what the reason was at that time that...
I don't. Actually, the individual, the commissioner that pushed this the hardest initially was Jim Straubus. Jim Straubus wrote all the original documents and things. I do have those. There was some discussion. And then for a period of time, that kind of, there was a lot of the board just being seated and settled down a little bit, so there was a lot of people coming and going on the board. At that time, Randy Hayes was the administrator, and for a very long time, and I think board members that are here sat on boards, well, he actually did both for a while. Then it was pointed out that he wasn't really a member, and I don't know if that changed the outcome of the votes, but as far as the feeling on the board, and the board chairman can certainly speak to this, but it's the feeling of the board that the board values that individual sitting on the board, not only the county liaison, but actually having a vote so that we have a formal recording of their feeling. And in addition to that, on occasion we have a, because there is a volunteer board, there's a quorum issue where, in fact, the administrator is generally always there, so that helps
with that also. So there's some reasons that we feel like that would be of value. And I would just suggest, as a public administration staffer, that if in fact the board voted one way and my administrator voted another way, that would send me a strong message about where we stood on all of this stuff. So that would be kind of interesting to me too, to see how that all ends. So we take the administrator, as a volunteer board member, we take the administrator's position very seriously as it represents the county and as it's their full-time obligation. So do you feel that there's a value in this?
I think it makes sense for him to be able to have a vote, and at the same time, it's an advisory board, so it's not as if it's a set in stone. I don't see there being any conflicts or any issues, so I don't have a problem with it at all. So.
Some other boards do have, and I will say at the city level, but I also am aware at the county level, that they do have staff members sit on boards, and we have elected officials on each board, and they're voting members. They just don't ever sit as the chairman of the board or vice chair.
Your meetings are in the daytime at 12:30, so it shouldn't require extra overtime or anything. I've not checked into it enough, actually. There's little direction in the statutes in regard to the advisory board, and not every county has one, so it's...
You say this would be labeled as Amendment 1? Did you know what amendment is?
As far as I know, we have updated it a couple of times, but there was never a formal amendment. It was just a process. I don't even know how to call this Amendment 1. So in the future,
we can have Amendment 2.
Wouldn't it need to be just inserted in the, like on page 1 where it's discussing board members, wouldn't it just be inserted there?
No, that would be my recommendation.
So we would still be looking for a board member to represent, I think it was 7? For the district. What district are you from, Mr. Z?
1.
1?
I believe.
No,
1.
You're representing 1, right?
Yes.
Okay, but you live in which district?
Probably 7.
And that's the one I think that we are still would be looking for a member to represent?
Yes. That discussion was held in my city council, felt it was a little disingenuous for me to represent somebody else other than us.
Oh, definitely. Not questioning that. I was just trying to find out the district that was absent. I knew it was the district.
It is 7. That is in need of representation. And it does speak in the charter about districts that don't have representation. We can't find on some of it was in the district. That it is certainly permissible to get someone else to represent that district, even though they live outside the district.
Move to add to the board member section, page 1 of the Taney County Transportation Advisory Board Charter. In addition to the board members representing each of the 7 districts, the county highway administrator will serve as a member at large and exercise the same privileges and powers as all other board members, with the exception that the county highway administrator will not serve as the chair or vice chair of the board. As Amendment 1.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?